Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Regarding the Holy Quran, the misconception I'd like to bring in discussion today relates to the blessings of reading Surah At-Tariq. Now, there is a narrative which is recorded in Wasit's tafsir, which of course the tafsir authored by Al-Wahidi, and the other one, which is Salvi's tafsir. The text of this narrative is exactly the same, however, the chain of narration are different. However, in spite of this difference of chain of narration, the reason that both these narratives are extremely weak and in fact concocted is because of the existence of two narrators which are common to both. However, before I discuss those narrators and that the isnad of the narrative, let me first read out to you the text of this narrative. It is said that Ubay ibn Ka'b radiyallahu anhu reports this narrative from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam in both these texts, and in the case of Al-Basit, the words are, من قرأ سورة الطارق أعطاه الله بعدد كل نجم في السماء عشر حسنات. So the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is reported to have said, a person who recites Surah At-Tariq, the Almighty will bless him with the reward of 10 pious deeds for every star which is found in this universe, or which is found in this in the heavens. So, as I said earlier on, the weakness of this narrative lies in the fact that it contains two very, very weak narrators, and Hafiz ibn Hajar has regarded this narrative, which is found in Al-Basit, to be concocted perhaps on the basis of these two narrators. Now, as far as one of them is concerned, his name is Harun bin Kasir, and he is regarded to be majhul by Abu Hatim. And the other one is Salam ibn Sulaym al-Madaini, about whom Yahya ibn Ma'in says that he's laysa bishay and za'ifun la yuktabu hadithuhu, and Muhammad bin Abdullah bin Ammar al-Musli regards him to be laysa bihujja. And Ibrahim bin Yaqub al-Jizjani says ghayra siqa. Abu Zura and Abu Hatim regard him to be za'if, and Imam Bukhari, Imam Nisa'i, and Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash say that he's matruk. At another place, Imam Nisa'i's comments about him are that he's laysa bisiqa wa la yuktabu hadithuhu. Similarly, Abdul Rahman bin Yusuf bin Kharash has also commented on him by saying that he's a kazzab, that he's a liar. And Abu al-Qasim al-Bughwi says za'iful hadith chiddan, that he's extremely weak in matters of hadith. And as I said earlier on, that both these narratives are common to both of these narrations, both these narratives. And if the first of them is regarded to be concocted by Hafiz ibn Hajar, there's no reason that the other chain of narration too should be considered as concocted. So we can say very safely that these two narratives are concocted and fabricated, and therefore they have no basis at all. As far as reaping the blessings of reading a surah are concerned, they are best achieved by reading the surah with a good translation, by understanding the surah itself, understanding its message, by acting upon its message, and by spreading its message. And as far as this narrative is concerned and the way it is reported is concerned, it's a cause of great concern for us that most Muslims blindly believe in such narratives and keep reciting such surahs and Surah Tariq for this reason. But as I said, this is the reflection of the contents of this narrative are absolutely baseless. And the fact of the matter is that in the light of the information that we have from our Rijal authorities, as well as from the verdict of Hafiz ibn Hajar, we can say that this narrative is concocted and fabricated. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.